it is not.
Members of Iraq's governing council worked through the weekend trying to bridge differences over a law to lay the legal basis for the country's transition to democracy. The deadline for approving the document passed yesterday without agreement. There's little expectation that the council will have a document ready anytime soon. Sir Jeremy Greenstock, Britain's special representative in Iraq, has been involved in the negotiations, and he says there's a lot of misunderstanding over what they're all about.
It is not a draft constitution. That will happen next year with an elected body to do it. It's going to set the basic rights of people in the transitional period to make it clear that it's different from the previous regime. It's going to set the structures of government once elections have been held. It's going to begin the process of setting the relationship between the government center in Baghdad and the regions, particularly Kurdistan. It's going to say something about the role of the assembly, the courts, the army, and other things that have had to be sorted out since Saddam left. So it has constitutional elements to it, but it's not trying to be the new constitution.
Shiites reportedly walked out of the talks at one point yesterday because of disagreement over the role of Islam and issues surrounding the rights of women. Help us understand these and other issues that have proved difficult to surmount in these negotiations.
In fact, they walked out on another agenda item. It was over the role of Islamic law in family law and the role of women. It shows the high feelings on all of this. We've profited from that by working with groups rather than the whole council in plenary, which has brought us some progress, actually, over the last 24 hours. So out of that dark cloud came forth a bit of help, and we expect to make further progress tonight.
Is there a balance between the role of secular law and the role of Islamic law that is likely to satisfy everyone in this negotiation, or is that going to be very difficult?
It is difficult. Philosophies between secular and religious in this part of the world are quite far apart. They are making compromises. They're beginning to understand that they have to make compromises or they won't have a unified Iraq. And they think, each of them, the secular and the religious, that this is the opportunity to entrench their own way of life. And they are puzzled by the challenge of having to do it with each other and together in the same society.
Yesterday's deadline was set by the U.S. Was it unrealistic?
No, it had a great effect. We've been blessed with the surprise of a leap year, so we've got an extra day in February to go through, we're using it. And let's surprise you. You say you have low expectations of an early result. We'll see if we can surprise you in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm. How long can the governing council and the coalition afford to allow these negotiations to drag on?
We're going to go on till we get this right. How much can we afford having a rushed job and getting the wrong answers because we're meeting what to some extent has been an arbitrary deadline? But actually, it's much more important against the whole history of Iraq to spend a few days getting this right. That's the main thing.
June 30th is the deadline for the Americans and British to turn over power to the Iraqi people. Could there be a scenario in which that transfer would happen without this basic law? Is this basic law necessary for that transfer of power?
Yes, you've got to have a basis in law for the 1st of July. I think that date is increasingly looking realistic and well set in stone. And we're preparing the transition to embassies. But remember, we're not leaving. We're going to stay with huge security forces. We're going to stay with huge sums, mainly of American money. And I think the balance of that change in midsummer is looking about right, and I'm pretty sure we'll stick to it.
Sir Jeremy Greenstock is Britain's special representative in Iraq. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you.